With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend their ceasefire for two more days past Monday, according to Qatar officials. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the USA welcomes another pause in the fighting.
Now, in order to extend the pause, Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further, and that will depend upon Hamas continuing to release hostages.
Israel confirms 11 hostages released today from Hamas captivity have returned to Israeli territory. Israel has released 117 Palestinian prisoners. A 48-year-old Vermont man was charged on Monday with three counts of attempted second-degree murder in the weekend shootings of three young men of Palestinian descent on a Burlington street. Burlington, Vermont Police Chief John Murad says ATF agents knocked on the suspect's door on Sunday.
He appeared very nervous. He was shaking. He produced his hands empty, stated, "I've been waiting for you. Why is that? I think I need a lawyer. Do you have any weapons in there? There's a shotgun inside. Anything else? I think I need a lawyer." And at that point, he was detained.
The suspect, Jason J. Eaton, was held without bail pending a bail hearing. Today is Cyber Monday, where consumers are scouring the Internet for online deals. Bankrate.com senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says there are plenty of good deals on Cyber Monday.
Electronics, clothes, toys, things like that. Retailers are actually having to work harder to move that price because shoppers are feeling frugal, and a lot of when they are splurging is more on experiences.
The Cyber Monday sale is a days-long event that began over the weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 56 points, the Nasdaq dropped 9, the S&P 500 lower by 8. This is SRN News. As details of the Hamas attack on Israel continue to come out, Carol Platt Labow wonders where the feminists are. Their voices were loud when Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was accused of sexual misdeeds.
"Women's experiences matter," they insisted. "Oh my, times have changed." Reports coming out of Israel about the October 7th attacks are shocking. Systematic sexual violence was inflicted on women and even children, much so horrifying and graphic that it can't be repeated here. Yet feminists remain silent, and their silence speaks volumes.
Liebau, who heads the Yankee Institute for Public Policy, says,
"It's the same lesson we learned when professional feminists turned on Monica Lewinsky during the Clinton impeachment. Their feminism has nothing to do with the well-being of actual women. It's all about grasping and holding power for left-wing causes."
You can hear more at townhallreview.com. This is SRN News. Heavy fighting continues in eastern Ukraine in the battle for control of a key city.
Avdiivka's location, just to the north of Russian-occupied Donetsk City, is strategically significant. It's been on the front line since 2014, when Russia fomented the first fighting in eastern Ukraine. Russia seems intent on cutting its supply route while pummeling the town with artillery and airstrikes. In defending it, Ukrainian forces have inflicted heavy Russian casualties, but sustained losses of their own. A US-based think tank, the Institute for the Study of War, has assessed that Russian forces have made some advances recently in areas northwest of the town and in an important industrial zone to its southeast.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt reporting. Meanwhile, according to Ukraine, the Russian casualty list has grown to some 930 soldiers a day this month. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.